Thank you, Sam. And now for some more news. A care home has welcomed people from its local community for a day of celebrations. The Care UK team at Cavill Court on Dragonfly Lane, Cringleford, held a care home open day, a countrywide initiative set up to develop lasting relationships between care homes and local communities, and to dispel common myths about care home life. Residents and visitors played games and took part in competitions, including Guess the Weight of the Union Jack Cake, to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War. The care home chefs also prepared a special buffet. Jenny Roger, home manager, said, "We had a great day of fun and games which the residents really enjoyed. We look forward to opening our doors again very soon." For more information, visit careuk.com/cavill-court, or to find out about Care Homes Open Day, visit careuk.com/carehomeopenday.
The founder of The Big Issue joined people from Norwich in a show of solidarity in support of the Windrush generation. Some of the so-called Windrush generation have been threatened with deportation, refused access to public services such as healthcare, or they've lost their jobs as a result of hostile environment immigration policies. The government subsequently offered free citizenship to people from all Commonwealth countries who arrived in the UK before 1973, including individuals who have no current documentation. But the row over Windrush led to the resignation of Home Secretary Amber Rudd after she admitted that she inadvertently misled MPs over government targets for removing illegal migrants. On the steps of City Hall, an event organised by Stand Up to Racism and Norfolk Black History Month saw Norwich people rallying in support of the Windrush generation. They were joined by Lord John Bird, the founder and editor-in-chief of The Big Issue, who was among those who gave speeches at the rally. Saying that the disgusting Home Office should be shut down, he said, "I have come here out of solidarity. I came from a generation that watched as Jamaicans came into the country and brought prosperity."
More clifftop homes at Hemsby are to be demolished after strong winds and high tides ate away at more of the cliff face and rendered the properties dangerous. Half a dozen properties in the Marams were knocked down earlier this year after winter took its toll on the county's coast. And Great Yarmouth Borough Council has been monitoring the seven remaining clifftop properties to the east of the Marams Road, which have been at significant risk of falling onto the beach since the storm in March. Due to the loss of further cliff material, six of the seven properties, numbers 195, 198, 199, 202, 203 and 204, the Marams, are now dangerous structures and therefore need to be demolished in order to preserve public safety.
A man who jumped into a river to help save a woman from drowning has said that he felt he had to help, despite fire service warnings for people not to be heroes. Alastair Brooke, who's 59, from Swanton Morley, jumped into the River Wensum to rescue the stricken woman, saying he thought that she was at serious risk. The heroic actions of him and another person who jumped into the water helped save the woman's life. But Gary Collins, head of prevention and protection at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, urged people not to be heroes, saying it can mean one fatality potentially becomes two fatalities. And he went on to say it can get people into a heap of trouble and it can end up in more people having difficulties. But Mr. Brooke said, "I felt if someone had not done it and she'd drowned, how would you live with yourself?"
The annual May Day family event at Norwich's Heyham Park is back. It will take place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Bank Holiday Monday. A range of activities for the whole family are planned to make it a low-cost, fun day out. Among the activities are donkey rides, Punch and Judy, face painting, 18 stalls, a refreshment tent, barbecue, fun fair and more. Admission is free and has been organised by local churches, St Thomas's, St Anne's, St Peter's and URC. Viv Betts of the May Day Committee said, "It's lovely to see so many local families enjoying the day out without having been ripped off with high prices. Friends from the four local churches work together well to plan the event, and we thank all who contribute to the May Day Fund. We are grateful for volunteers who help on the day, and if anyone would like to offer their services for next year, please see one of our stewards."
Bats are ruining churches because of barn conversions, the Bishop of Norwich has warned. Speaking in the House of Lords last week, the Right Reverend Graham James said that bats were forced into the county's churches because of the increase in old barns being transformed into homes. He said, "All over Norfolk there are barns once used by bats which have been turned into beautiful homes for human beings, and their new owners don't want to share their property with them. So the bats have moved to the medieval churches." He was speaking in support of a bat conservation bill sponsored by Conservative peer Lord Cormac. "I think we tolerate this because we think houses of God are not inhabited," he said. "But they are, and not only by God, they're inhabited by people." The bill would remove bat protection in churches unless there was no significant adverse impact and prevent new building without a local bat survey.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye
from Alison Applin
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and more features related to Norfolk performances.